Praise the Lord, everyone. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Well, it's wonderful to be here tonight. Let's open with a prayer. Father in heaven, we come to thee this day. Thank thee that thou hast brought us here once again. And we thank thee for this blessed opportunity to be in thy presence once again. We thank thee for this opportunity to worship thee, to sing thy praises, and to glorify thy name. And we thank thee for this opportunity to study thy word. We ask, Lord, that thou would be right here with us each and every step of the way. We ask for thy guidance and for thy direction in all things. Reveal to us thy perfect plan. And we pray, Lord, that we would follow that plan according to the very best of our ability. We pray, Lord, that thou would anoint our hearts and our minds to draw near to thee this night. And we pray, Lord, that thou would bless the entirety of this service. We ask this, we pray this in Jesus' name, through the power of thy saving blood. Amen. Praise God. We're going to start with number 115 in the chorus book tonight. I will enter his gates. Number 115. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he hath made. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. Make me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank the Lord Jesus. We're going to turn now to number 15 and sing "The Windows of Heaven Are Open." Number 15. tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart since Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open. The Savior is calling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart since Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. The windows of heaven are open. The Savior is calling tonight. There is joy, joy, joy in my heart since Jesus made everything right. I gave him my old tattered garment. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting on manna from heaven, and that's why I'm happy tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We are going to turn now to number 40 and sing Great is the Lord, number 40. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the side of the north, the city of the great king. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's sing 34. How great is our God? Number 34. How great is our God? How great is his name? He's the greatest one, forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I'll go with you to put your trust in me. How
of the mighty Red Sea. And he said, I'll go with you, just put your trust in me. How great is our God, how great is your name. Of the mighty Red Sea, and he said, I'll go with you to put your trust in me. How great is our God, how great is his name. He's the greatest one forever the same. He rolled back
God. Well, I'm trusting the Lord tonight. I hope you all are too. Amen. Glory to God. He's the only one we really can trust and never doubt. For we know that he will never let us down. And we know that he is right here with us. And we know that God is great and greatly to be praised. God is God is greatly to be praised. God is great in my soul. God is great and to be praised. God is great in my soul. God is great and greatly to be praised. Turn now. This seems like a nice progression. Let's turn to number 180 and sing, Greater is He That Is In Me. Number 180. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than He that is in the world. On the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized all of them with a power greater than any earthly foe. I'm so glad I've got it to let the world know. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me. Greater is He that is in me than He that is in the world. is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. On the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized all of them with a power greater than any earthly foe. I'm so glad I've got it to let the world know. Greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. On the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty wind blew into the upper room and baptized all of them with the power greater than any earthly foe. I'm so glad I've got it to let the whole world know. Greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's turn to number 110 and sing He's My Bread When I'm Hungry. 110. Oh, He's my bread when I'm hungry, my water when I'm thirsty, my shelter in the time of storm. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Jesus, 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 He's still all right. He's my bread when I'm hungry, my shelter in the time of storm. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Jesus, 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 He's still all right. He's my bread when I'm hungry, my water when I'm thirsty, my shelter in the time of storm. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Jesus, 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 He's still. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. take those words very literally. I know sometimes when people say something's all right, they mean it's just okay. But I take these words in this instance to literally mean all right, as in completely right. Because yeah. Jesus is completely right all of the time. Hallelujah. And I love that name of Jesus. You know, today they say it was a historical day because they held that pompous inauguration ceremony in Washington, D.C. to put Joe Biden in office there. And I watched that, and they had so many people come up. You know, they had two ministers there, and they had someone come up and say the Pledge of Allegiance, and they had Lady Gaga sing a national anthem, and they had Jennifer Lopez come up, and I think she sang America the Beautiful, and they had a special poet there, and yeah, two invocations, two prayers, and of course, Biden, when he was giving his speech, he even mentioned a scripture verse. I believe it was from Lamentations, and there was a lot of talk of God, but one thing that I can't recall hearing once, and I could be wrong here, but I don't think they ever mentioned the name of Jesus even once. And of course, they even had Garth Brooks come up and sing Amazing Grace. Of course, he skipped a couple of verses. He skipped verses 2 and 3, and those are very good verses. I wish he hadn't skipped them. But, you know, there was a lot of talk of God, and very little, if any, talk of Jesus. And that is the name of our Savior. That is the name above every name. And if Joe Biden is really the Christian he claims to be, why doesn't he talk about Jesus? Oh, he'll say God. And, you know, if I recall correctly, I think that second minister they had up there giving a prayer, it seems like, well, we know as Christians we're always supposed to pray in Jesus' name, but it seems to me, if I'm remembering correctly, and I might have to go back and double check this, but I'm pretty sure he said we pray in the name of our faith, completely omitting the name of Jesus. Well, I tell you what, that name is important. And I tell you what, I'm not going to get up and pledge allegiance to a flag either. They had a lot of them there. In fact, in the National Mall there, where they usually have people, that was all blocked off because they were afraid of riots again. But they had flags put up all over the place in that National Mall. There were a lot of those flags. But my allegiance is not to a flag. My allegiance is to God and to God alone. Praise the Lord. Now, as for whatever it is that Joe Biden's going to do as president, we will see. I know people are very concerned about that, and rightfully so, because he's already promised that he has a very progressive agenda. So we'll see. But no matter what happens, it doesn't change the fact that Jesus Christ is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I've said that all along. It doesn't matter who they put in that Oval Office at the White House. Jesus Christ is still King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And one fine day, we are all going to bow down before the Lord Jesus Christ and profess that he is Lord, even the agnostic Bernie Sanders. He's going to do it too. Praise the Lord. Yes, he was there at the inauguration too, as one might expect. And of course, they were very, very, very excited about Kamala Harris being the first female vice president. And I think it seemed like the cheers were more enthusiastic for that than the fact that Joe Biden was the president. So it should be very interesting to see what happens in these coming weeks. And I know Biden has already been in the Oval Office today signing a whole bunch of executive orders. We'll see what those are coming forward. But from what I understand, most of them are geared at undoing everything that Trump did over the last 4 years. Nevertheless, I'm not fearful for the future. Because even though we don't know what's going to happen, we know the one who does know. And he is ahead of it all. You know, sometimes it seems like people who are quite intelligent, it seems like they're two steps ahead of you all the time. They always know what's coming. Well, nobody really does except for God, but he is way ahead of all of us. In fact, he is in eternity. He is so far above us all, and he sees it all. He knows it all. There is no limit to his understanding. There is no limit to his knowledge. And what we can do is what we have always done, and that is put our trust in the Lord our God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, that name is very important. And one day, like I said, we will all bow down before the Lord Jesus. Let's sing number 72 in the chorus book, "For He is Lord." For He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. For he Jesus. Well, we're going to be turning this over to Shirley in just a moment, but we have a couple of prayer requests to take care of. Deborah Lynn requests prayer. She has a bad headache and fever of 103, stomach aches, and apparently she fell and hit her nose, so we're going to pray for Deborah Lynn and ask the Lord to touch her and heal her, and we're also going to pray for Mackenzie. She's not been sleeping well and feels very weak, so let's pray for Mackenzie as well. Let's bring these petitions before the Lord right now. Father in heaven, we come to thee in prayer on behalf of Deborah Lynn. We pray, Lord, that thou would reach down from heaven. We ask, Lord, that thou would touch her in a mighty way. And we ask, Lord, that thou would heal her. We pray, Lord, that these headaches would go. We ask, Lord, that this fever would break. We pray, Lord, that it would be completely taken away and that it would be completely resolved. We pray, oh God, that thou would take away the pain from this fall and also remove the stomach aches that she is suffering from at this time, Lord. We ask for a complete healing. We ask for a miraculous touch, for we know that thou art able to do it. Move in a mighty way right now. We pray that thy healing virtues would flow even as we cry out to thee, God, on her behalf. Let her feel thy touch right now, even as we lift her before thee, Lord. We pray that she would be completely delivered, Lord, for we know that thou art able to do it. Touch her right now, we pray, and we ask this in Jesus' name through the power of thy saving blood. Father in heaven, we also pray for Mackenzie. We ask, Lord, that thou would be merciful and gracious. We pray, Lord, that thou would touch her right now. We ask, Lord, that thou would give her great strength. We pray, Lord, that this weakness would be overcome. We pray, Lord, that she would be restored to full health. And we ask, Lord, that thou would bless her with sound and peaceful sleep, Lord, so that she may be well rested. We pray, Lord, that thou would move upon her in a mighty way. Let thy spirit be upon her directly. Let her feel thy touch and let thy healing virtues flow. For we know that by thy stripes we are healed. We ask, O God, for miracles tonight. For we know that thou art a God of miracles. We know that nothing is too hard for thee. We know that thou art our creator, and we know that thou hast made us, and we know that thou art able to repair us. So we pray, God, for Mackenzie right now and ask for a touch from thee. In Jesus' name, through the power of thy saving blood. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise God. Well, we are now going to turn this over to Shirley, and she will lead us in a Bible study. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. It is good to be here. And you know, the joy of the Lord is here tonight. Praise the Lord. In spite of the events of the day and everything else that's been happening here in this country, oh, we're so thankful. We've got the Lord, and they can't take away our joy because the Lord puts it deep in our hearts. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. His power is the same. His ability is the same. God hasn't changed. In fact, I know that he ordains the circumstances of this world. Amen. Praise God. Oh, thank the Lord. It is good to be here tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin here. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for these wonderful moments that we have to bring forth thy word, Lord, to think on thee, oh God, to have a pause, oh Lord. Oh God, life gets busy, it gets full of distractions and cares of this world, but oh God, we need that place with thee, Lord. Oh God, we need that hiding place with thee, Lord. I pray that you would talk to us tonight. I pray that you'd talk in our hearts. I pray that you would meet the needs of your people, Lord. I pray that you would heal those that are sick, that need a touch from you, those that need encouragement, those that need strengthening, those that need deliverance. Lord, I pray that thou would work. I pray, oh God, that thy presence would be felt, oh Lord, and oh God, that your word would have recourse. Oh God, as we look into the scripture, God, lead us, guide us, show us, help us, Lord, for you know the needs of your people, Lord. Oh God, there is nothing too hard for you, Lord. We just stand in this place in thy presence, knowing, oh God, if you can raise the dead, you can raise those that are sick, oh Lord. Oh God, you can deliver. Oh God, you can save to the uttermost, God. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. Oh God, we come here tonight, oh Lord, let thy word, oh God, go forth. Will God, according to thy will, Lord. Oh God, let it be brought forth as thou hast ordained. Oh God, let it speak to our hearts. Let it tug at us. Oh God, give us that kind of strength that we need to overcome. Oh God, give us faith, oh Lord, to overcome, oh Lord Jesus. Give us good courage, oh Lord, in such a moment as these. Oh God, I pray that you'd help us, that you'd move in us, that you'd strengthen us. Let the devil be rebuked. Let fear be gone in the name of Jesus. Let anxiety be gone in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let our confidence be in thee, Lord, thy mighty power, thy mighty ability. Oh God, the God who, oh God, works in amazing ways, Lord, knowing that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. And I just pray that you would work in amazing ways here tonight. Oh God, oh Lord, let thy presence be felt. Let thy word come forth, oh Lord, as thou would ordain. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, Lord, be here, Lord, to meet every need. Oh God, to help us as we fight our battles. Oh God, give us strength to overcome, I pray. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, in Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise our God. Oh, we do serve a mighty God. I'm so thankful. Oh, it's another opportunity that we have here tonight. God has given it to us, and in spite of goings on in this world, here we are. Praise our God. With all the uncertainties and all the possibilities, praise the Lord, our God is with us. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to call this message for tonight, a way for the ransomed to pass over. Praise the Lord. A way for the ransomed to pass over. And praise the Lord, you know, just as we begin here, we know that there is nothing too hard for our God, and He knows how to make a way when it may seem impossible. Yes, He is a God that can open up the Red Sea. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to begin here by going to Psalms 118 here, and very special psalm, I feel. But let's see how the Lord would lead us here and what all He might show us here tonight. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that His mercy endureth forever. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just think about this introductory scripture here as we begin this 118th chapter of Psalms. And praise the Lord, it begins by giving thanks unto the Lord. And you know, we are told in everything to give thanks, for that is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And praise the Lord, when things go awry, when they seem all way backwards, praise the Lord, there is one thing that we can do. And we can give thanks unto the Lord in spite of it. Because no matter what, our God knows the way. And even though it might seem very confusing, maybe vexing, oh, maybe painful, oh, maybe horrible, still, the Lord knows what is going on and He understands. And in spite of the hard road at the moment, He has mercy. He has mercy that endures forever. Praise the Lord. It wasn't just for a select time or a select people, but even unto this day, oh, the Lord has mercy for whomsoever He will show mercy. Praise the Lord. He has mercy to give. And that mercy, the Lord not giving us all the things that we could deserve, but oh my, making a way and pardoning us and extending His mercy in spite of circumstances. Oh yes, to them that cry out to Him, to those that ask for mercy, oh, to those that repent, praise the Lord. Amen. Yes, that mercy endures forever. And oh my, we sang that tonight, oh, the singing of the mercies of the Lord. And oh yes, that is a wonderful privilege that we have to sing of the mercies of the Lord. And you know, as that psalm declares in Psalms 89, it's forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. And praise the Lord, you know, we begin to realize it as we walk with the Lord, as He calls us, and we begin to see His hand in our lives. But praise the Lord, it is something that is continuous, and yes, forever. And praise the Lord, yes, with our mouth we can make known His faithfulness, God's faithfulness, for all generations, to all generations, amen. You know, that second verse in Psalms 89 goes like this. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. Oh, praise the Lord. It seems that mercy and faithfulness go hand in hand here. Praise the Lord. But that's the God we serve. Oh, He's not fickle. He's not changeable. He isn't one way today and another way tomorrow. But we can depend on His stability. We can depend on the fact that He doesn't change. And yes, that mercy, oh, that he extended at Calvary is still reaching out right now. Oh, yes, to meet the needs of God's people. Oh, yes, to reach out for that one that repents and turns one's life over to the living God. That mercy is there to forgive. Oh, yes, and to forgive, oh, beyond all the things that we have done in our lives. That is so beautiful, yes. He doesn't turn it on us and, you know, give it back what all we did or the things that we deserved. But no, he forgives and he forgets and he buries our sins in that sea of forgetfulness. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. But this psalmist here in Psalms 118, referring to in verse 5, and so he is stating, I called upon the Lord in distress. Oh, I think we've all been there. Moments of uncertainties, of difficulties, of pain, suffering, and just unknowns. Just that moment when we needed a response and there was none to help us. But praise the Lord, it says the Lord answered me. It set me in a large place. And oh, that's the mighty hand of God. Oh, yes, when, you know, we're blindfolded, it seems. We're blind to, you know, what could happen or what the possibilities are, how to get out of a certain circumstance or difficulty. The Lord knows how. And praise the Lord, he often doesn't answer the way we would expect. We find that so true. You know, we might figure in our minds, you know, that, well, it'd have to be this way or that way or another way, you know, or maybe even just one way we might be fixed upon. But God is full of surprises. And oh my, his ability is so beyond our comprehension. His ways are so beyond us that oh my, he may answer in a way that we never dreamed of. And here, yes, the psalmist talks about calling upon the Lord in a moment of distress. Praise the Lord answered and set this individual in a large place. Oh yes, a place of blessing. So he goes on to say, oh yes, as the answer has come forth, a very important detail here, it says in verse 6, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? And see, now, what a beautiful thing to dwell on here. You know, sometimes, you know, we're fighting so hard and there's circumstances and we forget that if God be for us, who can be against us? And that's the reality when our life is in the Lord. And when we're serving God, he's on our side. He's not, you know, trying to cut us down or make it impossible. No, he's there to lift us up, to help us, to make a way for us to pass over. Praise the Lord. And yes, then the question, after he says, I will not fear, you know, oh my, I will not fear because what can man do unto me? You know, God is mighty. God is not man. He knows how to intervene in the most unlikely of circumstances. And he can help us. And he wants to help us. He's so willing to help us. So why would we fear man? And yes, the psalmist is saying that the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Praise the Lord. Good question. Because, yeah, again, if God be for us, who can be against us? Amen. Goes on to tell us in verse 7, the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. Oh, praise the Lord. He's with us. And yes, those that take sides with us, those that are there to help us. And it's all of the Lord, and you praise the Lord. On the other hand, those that hate and try to destroy and hinder and afflict, wow, well, they're going to see another end. Oh, yes, so they're going to see the wrath of God if they do not repent and turn to God. And then, oh, yes, the psalmist goes on to say in verse 8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Verse 9, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. And of course, that goes for political leaders in our time too. And sometimes, you know, that's the tendency to put trust in another, you know, trust in a man or trust in a prince, a king, somebody of power. But oh my, they're just man. You know, they're just flesh. And there's a limit to their abilities. And some things, sometimes, oh my, things go so, so awry. Now, I don't know with all the happenings in this world what the Lord is trying to teach us. But oh my, I do believe for one thing very strongly, and I've said this a lot recently, I believe the Lord is teaching us to put our trust in Him, to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts, and not to lean unto our own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge Him, and He should direct our paths. Oh, yes, there's simplicity in that, but oh my, what mighty words of wisdom. He tells us in Psalms 125, verse 1, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abided forever. I believe that is the Mount Zion that's in the sides of the north up there. Oh, yes, that place where our God is, where His children are, all those that have gone on. Praise the Lord. Yes. So what a statement. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. Oh, yes, it tells us in the scripture of a time of shaking, when everything that can be shaken will be shaken. But oh my, that city that is above, oh, that city that is coming down from God out of heaven is a place that cannot be removed, no matter what. Oh my, the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Oh, praise the Lord. It cannot be removed, but it abides forever. And oh, it's for all eternity. Yes, because, oh yes, one day there is going to be a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Oh, that city where the Lamb is the light. And oh, yes, it's coming down from God out of heaven. Praise the Lord. And that's where we're going to rule and reign with the Lord Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Then it tells us in verse 2 here in Psalms 125. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about His people from henceforth, even forever. Oh, isn't that a happy thing to dwell on there? Oh my, you know, if you think of a city with mountains surrounding it, and mountains, oh yes, they look so strong and so mighty and so unmovable for the most part. But oh my, the Lord is round about His people in such a way. Oh yes, hovering over us and covering us and all moving with us and there to be our refuge, our strength. Oh, that place where we could dwell with Him. Oh, yes, praise the Lord. That place of safety. And what a beautiful thought, just to think that, oh, He's all around us to keep us under His wings, to keep us under His protection. Praise the Lord. Amen. So yes, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes or confidence in man. But here the psalmist was going through a bit of a battle, and we read a little more of it here, the next few verses. It was quite a battle indeed, because it doesn't seem like it was just like one foe that he had. Oh my, he says in verse 10, all nations compass me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about, yea, they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. And he says it again, verse 12, they compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord, I will destroy them. And we are so privileged to be able to call upon the name of the Lord. Oh my, I know sometimes that may be all we have a moment to utter, the name Jesus. But praise the Lord, oh, and I've seen God move in miraculous ways. At the moment, I'm just thinking my oldest daughter. She was just a very young girl at the moment. She was a toddler. And I remember we were standing on the front steps there at our house, and all at once, she took a tumble, and she began to fall down those steps, and they were cement. And oh, my, oh, it looked terrible. And all I had time to do was to say, Jesus. But you know, it was amazing. She landed at the bottom, not at all hurt. And you know, it didn't seem like she even touched anything. I just believe that there were angels holding her as she was tumbling down those steps. Praise the Lord. Oh, that's our wonderful God. And it is such a privilege to know that saving name, oh, to be able to call on that name, to not be ashamed of that name. Oh, we notice, yes, those in leadership often do not utter the name Jesus. They might talk about God, but oh my, very seldom do you hear them say the name Jesus. But praise the Lord, oh, what saving grace, what power is in that name. And we know that there is no name, oh, above that name, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, this psalmist is talking about being surrounded by enemies. But oh my, he realized with the power, by the saving name of the Lord Jesus, oh my. And of course that name was not known at the moment, but oh, he knew to call upon the Lord. And he knew with the help of the Lord, by that name of the Lord, that those enemies would be defeated, that they would be destroyed. And you know, well, you know, though we walk in the flesh, we do not fight after the flesh. We know, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And praise the Lord. Oh, there are many times that, you know, we may be fighting all kinds of circumstances in this life, and it may seem like everything is against us. But praise the Lord, we know the one who can help us. Praise the Lord, oh yes, we are given, oh yes, the means to defeat the enemy. Oh yes, all the things that come against us, all the opposition, all the foes, oh yes, whatever entity it would be. In fact, oh my, it may be pain, it may be suffering, oh my, it may be restlessness, it may be anxiety, maybe fear, but praise the Lord, we know one who can deliver us and bring us through, bring down those strongholds that try to overwhelm us and surround us. Praise the Lord. The psalmist knew that. He had seen the Lord work, obviously. He knew what it was like to be delivered. Thank the Lord. Amen. And he goes on to say in verse 13, thou hast thrust sore at me, that I might fall. But the Lord helped me. Oh, praise the Lord. What a testimony. See, when it's all over, we look back and we see the graciousness of the Lord, the mercy of the Lord, oh, the way he has helped us in spite of the trial, the test, all the goings on in this world. And yes, he's talking about, oh, yes, those that opposed him and came after him and thrust sore at him. And, you know, trying to push him over, trying to make him fall. The devil's like that. He wants us to fall. He doesn't want us to stand up and claim the promises of God. No, he tries to oppose us. He gives us all kinds of negative thoughts and all kinds of ideas in the mind. Oh, my, but praise the Lord. We can defeat the devil in the name of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. We can know the helping hand of our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. The psalmist went on to say in verse 14, the Lord is my strength and song and has become my salvation. Praise the Lord. Oh, he was looking forward, oh, to that day when the Savior would come. Oh, yes. And yes, they knew salvation in part at that point. Oh, yes, they saw, oh, the Lord come to their deliverance, to their salvation. But, oh, my, so much more now in these moments when our Savior has come to this world and we are set free. We are delivered from our sins. Amen. And, oh, yes, he's become my salvation, my Jesus. Oh, yes, Hoshua, the Savior, praise the Lord, the one who died for us that we might know him and have eternal life. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. And he says in verse 15, the voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Oh, praise the Lord, because we've been set free, because we've been delivered, because we have hope. We have hope beyond, you know, the government of this world. Oh, yes. I mean, I don't, you know, I wasn't looking forward to seeing Joe Biden become president. But praise the Lord, there's something greater than he. Oh, yes, there's a power greater than he. There's a deliverer greater than he. Praise the Lord. And in spite of the things that happen in this world, we can be the voice of rejoicing. Oh, praise the Lord. And it talks about that again. Salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous, the dwelling places. Tabernacles are dwelling places. And within our dwelling place, and of course, oh, the Lord comes to dwell in us when he fills us with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Oh, to dwell in our very being, in our tabernacle. But oh yes, he brings the voice of rejoicing and salvation into the tabernacles of the righteous. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, he is in the tabernacles of the righteous. He says, the right hand of the Lord do it valiantly. Praise the Lord. Oh, there's great strength and courage. Oh yes, by the right hand of our God. Goes on to say in verse 16, the right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. Oh, yes, beyond. Oh, yes, what we would even expect. That's our God, his right hand that is extended to help us, that power, oh, that comes forth, that enablement because of his right hand. Call it the seat of his authority. Amen. And oh yes, just to read a little bit more in this psalm, it says in verse 17, oh, this psalmist who was fighting even odds, I would say, goes on to declare in verse 17, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. There's faith working, oh yes, in his heart. He says, the Lord hath chastened me sore, in other words, severely, but he hath not given me over unto death. Praise the Lord. Have you been there? Oh, those low places when you don't know if you're going to arise again. But praise the Lord, faith. Oh, faith that enters in and brings us out and delivers us. Praise the Lord. And he's declaring, I shall not die, but live. And praise the Lord, that testimony that follows. Declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Oh, praise the Lord, our wonderful God. Oh, praise the Lord. But that right hand that is so exalted, oh, and so worthy and so amazing. I know the children of Israel discovered what that right hand was like. I'm going to turn over to Exodus right now. Exodus chapter 14 and 15, praise the Lord, and particularly 15, at least according to my plan. But anyway, we're going to talk about the Lord's right hand right now and the way that, oh my, he makes a way for his people. We do know this story, and I know it's been referred to. I've heard it even recently, you know, considering the circumstances in this country, you know, that we needed, you know, a miracle such as an opening of the Red Sea. Yeah, I've heard that a lot lately. And, you know, it's definitely some food for thought because, yeah, we all have circumstances from time to time that seem mighty impossible. But here we know, the 14th chapter of Exodus, the children of Israel were up against the Red Sea, with the Egyptians behind them and the Red Sea before them. And oh my, they didn't know how in the world they were going to manage. Oh, they thought for sure that, oh, now they were stuck, that they would die. And oh my, there would be no hope. But the Lord said, through Moses. Oh, yes, as God had encouraged Moses, Moses was able to say unto the people, verse 13 in Exodus 14, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Praise the Lord. He said, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. You know, sometimes we try too hard to do it our own way. You know, we try to make things happen, and we, oh my, we think of this, we think of that, and we go here, we go there, and, try to, you know, find a way ourselves. But my, we serve an amazing God who knows how to help us. And, you know, our thoughts, our ideas, you could say, are not necessarily at all the way the Lord thinks. And he may be trying to teach us some particular need, you know, something, you know, might, you know, we might need some kind of lesson perhaps. Or my, maybe he's just trying to show forth his power in a greater way. Oh, yes, to encourage us and to give us greater strength. We don't always know what is going on. But I know sometimes we try too hard. And oh my, we might seek all kinds of help. You know, you know, there in the New Testament, there was, you know, that dear woman who had sought all the physicians. She had that infirmity, that issue of blood, and oh, it had been a problem for all those years, 12 long years, and she had that thought, oh my, that if she could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, she would be made whole. Oh, if she could just press through, oh, find that place, oh yes, where she could touch Jesus, she would be made whole. And sometimes we need to get to that place. Oh yes, she had sought all those physicians those long 12 years. And it tells us in the book of Mark, the 5th chapter, that she had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. But praise our God, he knows how to make a way. Oh, if we could just touch Jesus. Oh, yes, if we can just get to that place where his presence is. We can just, oh, connect with him. Oh, yes, She knew that if she could just do that, she would be made whole. And praise the Lord, we know that story. Oh yes, she had to press through the crowd that surrounded Jesus. But oh my, when she touched him, virtue came forth. She had faith. Faith has virtue. And praise the Lord, when she touched it, Jesus could sense that virtue had gone from him, that healing touch that would make her whole. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we need to get to that place. And oh, yes, that question, who touched me? Oh, here came this woman, full of fear and troublings. I'm thinking, oh my, I mean, you know, she'd done a desperate thing. She'd gone way out of the way to do it. But oh my, she was so desperate. She was so needy. She was so poor in her spirit that, oh my, she knew she had to do the only thing that seemed possible. And that was to touch Jesus. Oh, so she came and fell down before him, told him all the truth, that which she had done and why she had done it, I imagine. And praise the Lord, our gracious, merciful Savior said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Praise the Lord, that's our Lord. We could just get to that place where that faith can come forth and, oh yes, how that need met. So yes, it can be answered and we can be made whole. Praise the Lord. So yes, back here in Exodus, oh yes, this great problem, so it seemed. But God told Moses how to go forth. And yes, he said in verse 15 here in Exodus 14, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. Oh my, there's no going backwards in this game, this road of life. No, it's not a game. It's a road of life. It's very serious, to tell you the truth. My, we don't want to go backward. But oh my, the children of Israel needed to go forward. Oh my, to go backward in their case would have been to return to Egypt. Of course, the Egyptians were behind them and they were stuck. But oh my, there was a need to do something. Not just to talk about it. Not just to mumble and complain, not to just to cry, but oh, there was a need to do something, to go forward. And then the instructions came, the exactness, and you know, God will give you the instructions. When you're crying out, when you've got a problem, he will give it to you. But sometimes he's expecting you to do an act of faith first. So, you know, he went on to say, God said, but lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And he went on to declare in verse 17, and I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. Praise the Lord. See, there was more to the picture than you would think. You know, God had his reasons. He wanted those Egyptians to know without a doubt who he was, the authority, his might, his power, his ability. And yes, it was also going to be confirming to the Israelites. They needed it too. They needed that kind of proof of God's power and might and willingness to help them there as they were so stuck. And yes, we know God made a way. All the angel of the Lord went before the camp of Israel, and he removed and went behind them. And, you know, the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. In other words, God being represented as that cloud, an angel of God, it went instead of being in front of them to lead them. It went behind them so it would separate the Israelites and the Egyptians. Oh, how God does it. And it was a cloud in darkness to the Egyptians, but it gave light by night to the Israelites, so that they were divided, so they were separated, so no harm could come. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind. All that night they made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And oh my, what a sight, you know, that multitude of Israelites. Oh, that, you know, 2-3 million people, or however many, it was a great multitude of people. But oh my, God made a highway. Oh yes, across that sea, big enough, great enough, so that all of them could cross over, every single one of them. Yes, it tells us, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. The Lord, see, he had it all planned out. He let them enter. But oh my, the Israelites safely crossed. And what happened? The Lord began to show confusion to the Egyptians. He took off their chariot wheels, and they drove heavily there as they were trying to get through that pathway. And then they thought they were going to try to flee from the face of Israel, because they had a realization at that moment, the Lord is fighting for these Israelite people. He's fighting against us. He's fighting for the people. And oh my, that was it. They had that knowledge. And the Lord said unto Moses in verse 26 in chapter 14, stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength. When the morning appeared, the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Praise the Lord, there was no escape. Oh my, they would have fled otherwise. You know, if they could have, they would have got out of that predicament. But God made it impossible for them to escape. But on the other hand, it tells us, verse 29, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, God did it in such a way that the glory would be his. Oh, yes, there didn't remain even so much as one of those Egyptian people. Oh, God's exactness. You know, he has a reason for everything. You know, he's not confused or dumbfounded. You know, he's, you know, doesn't go through a blank time when, you know, it's just become too much for him. He knows all about it. He knows about our plight here in this country, the United States. He knows us as individuals, and he knows the needs that we have this very moment. And praise the Lord, he knows how to deliver. Oh yes, he knows exactly how to do it. And praise the Lord, it must be for his glory and for his name's sake. And here in chapter 15 of Exodus, we see how the children of Israel rejoiced in the Lord after such a great, great deliverance. Oh, praise the Lord. Here they sang this song. Oh, Moses leading them. And oh my, I notice all the glory went to God. Oh, and Moses didn't give any credit to himself at all. I noticed that. And here it is told. Verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. Oh, praise the Lord. A place of habitation, a place in our hearts for the living God, if we want to bring it down to the present. Oh, a place where God can dwell to prepare our hearts, our lives. Oh, yes, so Jesus could dwell within our very being. Amen. But he went on to say, verse 3, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his hosts hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Oh my, the Lord had delivered them mightily. And oh yes, Pharaoh would come with his best of chariots and everything else, and all of that. They were now gone. It was all over. No more threat whatsoever. God had delivered. The depths had covered them, and they sank into the bottom as a stone. It says in verse 5. And then, oh yes, they sang in verse 6. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. Oh, yes. Oh, the means by which our God works, the authority, that power, oh, yes, that comes from him, his right hand. Oh, that seat of his authority. Praise the Lord. It's become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. Verse 7. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. Oh my, nothing remaining. No threat, oh, no worry anymore. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. Oh, praise the Lord. Can you just kind of imagine this? Praise the Lord, our God, trying to use figurative language to describe his ways. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, God knew how to do it precisely and exactly. Oh, to bring those waters back together when it was time. Oh, yes, and to make them roll back as a wall so that the children of Israel could cross. But, oh, my, the enemy was tricked, I would say. It says in verse 9, the enemy said, I will pursue. Yes, there was a pathway in the midst of the sea. Oh, yes, the children of Israel had crossed over. And they said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. Oh, my, that's entirely their intentions. There was no good thing about what they intended to do. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. But praise the Lord, this wasn't a difficulty for our God. No, verse 10 says, thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. And oh, the big question in verse 11, who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Oh, there is none like our God. There is none to compare by any means, any way. Oh, he is so beyond the imaginations even of men and what they might think a God would do. Or God is so much greater. Verse 12 says, thou stretchest out thy right hand. The earth swallowed them. Oh, yes, God's power, his authority, his right hand working. Oh, yes. To save his people, to make a way for his people. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people, which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. And praise the Lord, oh yes, he has prepared for us a place where it dwelleth righteousness. Oh, praise the Lord, and that is what our goal is, our looking for is, oh yes, that place that God has prepared for those that love him. Goes on to tell us in verse 14, this song that Moses and the children of Israel sang, the people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestinia. Oh yeah, they were all going to hear, all those inhabitants of Canaan were all going to hear of this. And it was going to bring fear upon them. It said, then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Oh, yes, they were going to hear of this. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Lord. Till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Oh, I find that so very beautiful. The Lord knows how to make a way for his people. Oh, yes, until, oh, yes, it is complete. Until the time is over. Oh, yes, oh, until the night is past. And all the events that need to unfold are unfolded. God knows how to make a way for his redeemed, for his purchased people. Oh, those that he loves, those that he saves. Oh, my, he knows how to make a way for you. No matter what your problem is. No matter how painful it may be at the moment. Our precious Savior, oh yes, he is concerned and he knows how to help you even this very moment. Oh yes, no, he knows how to help us to get through this world. Oh yes, how to overcome the enemy, all the foes. Oh, God knows how to get us all through all the agitation and all the circumstances, the attempts of the enemy to hinder us, even to destroy us if they could. But praise the Lord has put his blood, he died for us and he shed his blood, that his blood might be upon us. And oh yes, he has given us that saving name. And oh yes, he knows how to keep us. Oh yes, till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased, thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thy inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. Oh, praise the Lord. And we know that that was a type and a shadow. Canaan land was to be a place of rest where they could rest from their enemies once they had defeated them and brought them down. But oh, much, so much more, the Lord has a place of rest for his people. Oh, yes, he put his spirit within us. Oh, the Holy Ghost, so that he might dwell in us. Oh, that we might rest from our sins. Oh yes, all those things that beset us. And yes, then, oh yes, lead us to that place where we might enter in. Oh, that eternity, that haven that he has provided for us. Oh yes, that dwelling, that sanctuary that he has for his people, that place that he has prepared for them that love him. Praise the Lord. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Oh, he's not here for a moment and gone the next. He's here right now. His presence is here right now. He's here to help us right now. He is that very present help in the time of trouble. Yes, He is here to meet every need. And yes, to help us. Oh, to get us over. Oh, yes, to make a way so that, oh, we can get through this world and pass over into the next one. Praise the Lord, to forever be at home with our God. Oh, yes, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Oh, praise the Lord, our mighty God who delivers, oh, in such a way. And again, they didn't know how He was going to do it. Oh, my, it was a complete mystery to them. In fact, I have a feeling they couldn't imagine any way. But our God knows how to do the impossibilities. Oh, the one who said, my ways are not your ways, and neither are your thoughts my thoughts. Oh, yes, oh, the wonderful promises of God, and oh, yes, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts, saith the Lord. Yes, there in Isaiah 55. Oh, praise the Lord, He knows how to help His people. Amen. And oh yes, I'd like us to turn to another portion of scripture, this time Isaiah chapter 51. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It tells us in Isaiah 51, if we'll look at verse 4 here, it says, hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I'll make my judgment to rest for light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arms shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on mine arms shall they trust. Verse 6 here in Isaiah 51 says, lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. Praise the Lord. We serve a God who is indestructible. Praise the Lord. Oh, He is eternal. He is so mighty, and His salvation is forever. And there is no way His righteousness will ever be abolished. He went on to say in verse 7, hearken unto me, ye that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be ye afraid of their revelings. My, you know, there are times, you know, we look at the circumstances and it seems pretty shaky. And oh, how in the world are we going to get through this? But here, He's telling His people in whose heart is His law. Oh, praise the Lord. When the Lord brought forth His second covenant, He put the law in our heart, His ways in our hearts, so that we might serve Him, that we might know the way, that we might follow after Him and do His will. Amen. But oh, He's telling His people, fear ye not the reproach of man, neither be afraid of their revelings. Oh, how they might deal with us, how they might scorn us, how they might tread upon us. Oh my, how they might scold us, revile us. Oh my, abuse us. It says in verse 8, for the moth shall eat them up like a garment, and the worm shall eat them like wool. There's an end to the wickedness of this world. There is an end to those that serve not the Lord. But on the other hand, verse 8 says in the middle there, but my righteousness shall be forever, and my salvation from generation to generation. And I love that, because it's telling us his salvation is continuous from one generation to the next. It continues. Oh, praise the Lord. That includes, oh, our children and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, however, you know, many generations there might be until the Lord will come, and I believe he is coming soon. Amen. But that salvation is continuous, and it has been continuous since Calvary. Praise our God. It goes on to tell us in verse 9, awake, awake, put on strength. Oh, it's no time to be timid. It's no time to be afraid. Put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake, as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that hath cut Rahab? And in this sense, Rahab is referring to Egypt. And so it's referring to the children of Israel leaving Egypt. It's referring to them crossing the Red Sea. Yes, so yes, our God, he, as in the ancient days, in the generations of old, you know, that's the arm of the Lord. Oh, art thou not it that hath cut Rahab and wounded the dragon? Oh, the dragon is the devil, and he was wounded at Calvary. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes. He no longer has access into the place where God dwells. Amen. And oh, yes, he is damned. Amen. His days are at end. He knows that he hath but a short time, as Revelation chapter 12 clearly tells us. Goes on. Verse 10. Art thou not it which hath dried the sea, the waters of the great deep, that hath made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Oh, praise the Lord, a way for his people. Oh, God knows how to help us. Oh, praise the Lord, no matter what the circumstances could possibly be, God knows how to make a way for his people, his ransom, to pass over, to get through this life of the world. Oh, this wilderness, whatever you call it, to overcome, to get to the other side, to make it into heaven. Praise the Lord. It tells us in verse 11, therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Oh, praise the Lord, our hope, oh, in the eternal promises of God. Oh, yes, that, oh, place that he has provided for his people, that hope of heaven. Yes, verse 12, I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man, which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth, and hath feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? Question. Oh, isn't it strange how we serve such a mighty God, but that tendency, that propensity to, you know, to forget about the might of our God, his willingness, his ability, his capableness. Oh my, and then to, you know, get all worried and fearful and upset, and, you know, start fretting about the fury of the oppressor, you know, as if they were going to overwhelm us, as if they were going to destroy. Now, he says, and where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed. and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand. Oh, praise the Lord. How the Lord is with us. His love, you know, his covering. He's that sanctuary. He's that refuge. And oh, I think it's so beautiful. He says, I have covered thee in the shadow of my hands. Oh, that shadow. Oh, yes, that reflection. Oh, of his might and his ability. Oh, his ability to help us. His willingness to help us. That I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth and say unto Zion, oh, his people, thou art my people. Praise the Lord. And that sign is referring to the church of the living God, the ransomed ones. Oh, yes, our God who paid such a price that we might be saved. Oh, yes, that we might know salvation. Oh, yes, that we might, oh, yes, be able to cross those red seas that come upon us. Oh, might know the deliverance of our God. Oh, praise the Lord, that one day we might stand in his presence and be counted worthy to stand in his sight. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord, our God who made a way for us, a way for the ransom to pass over. Oh, to make it through this world. Oh, yes, to get beyond all the things that try to oppress us, destroy us, hinder us, clobber us. Oh, my, put fear upon us. All those things he made a way so we could triumph over all the attempts of the enemy. Oh, yes, a way that we could bring down those strongholds that try to strangle us. Oh, praise the Lord, by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, that saving name of the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. He has made a way for his people. He redeemed us. Oh, yes, I believe he saw us there on the cross. Oh, he saw his people. And oh, he knew, yes, the price that he was paying would bring forth the people. As it tells us in Isaiah 53, verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. Oh, yes. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Oh, praise the Lord. That's what he was doing on the cross. Oh, yes. He had a glimpse of his people. Oh, yes, he did. He saw us. And oh, as he was offering himself, as he was making ransom for his people, he saw his seed, his children, oh, his Zion. Oh, yes, and he knew that we would go forth and prolong his days proclaiming the gospel. Oh, bringing it forth, doing the work that needs yet to be completed before this is over. Praise the Lord. And that was the pleasure of the Lord. Oh, knowing that it would prosper in his hands. He saw the travail of his soul and he was satisfied. Oh, yes, for he would justify many, for he was bearing their iniquities. Our sins, my sins, your sins, there on the cross, God was making a way so that, oh yes, we could get through this world. We could be victorious over sin. We did not have to continue to live in our trespasses and sins. Oh, yes, we could be forgiven and walk with the Lord and have fellowship with him. Praise the Lord that we could know him. Repenting of our sins. Obeying the command to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus for the remission of sins. With a promise of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, our wonderful God that cut off Rahab. Oh, the old Egypt. All the things of the past. And we know that Egypt represents this old world. Oh, yes. The things of our past. We cut it off when we are buried with Him in the waters of baptism. When we repent, we're cutting ourselves from those things. For the Lord is making a way that we can be cut from that past. And that we can walk with Him. We can walk with Him, oh yes, in the way that He has prepared for His people. The way that He will make for us as we walk this wilderness. Oh yes, a way for the ransom to pass over. Praise the Lord. So one day the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. Oh, an everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. Praise the Lord. Oh, that's what we have to look forward to. And oh, it's because of what our God has done. The glorious salvation that He wrought for us on the cross. Oh, yes. Make it a way so that we can cross that Red Sea. Oh, the wilderness of this life. Oh, that we can gain advantage over the enemies that try to bring us down and even destroy us, the enemy of our soul. Praise the Lord, through Jesus we can conquer it all. Oh, yes, we can know what it is like to have victory, a way to pass over. Oh, yes, the trials of this life. Oh, yes, the wilderness, the Red Sea. Oh, all the things that try to overwhelm us. Praise our wonderful God. Praise the one that redeemed us. So we have so much to thank Him for. We have, oh yes, the song of praise that wells up in our hearts even at this moment. Know how we can thank God because His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord. And indeed He is our strength and song and has become our salvation. As it tells us in Psalms 118, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. A way for the ransom to pass over. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I pray, oh Lord, that you would work. Oh God, that you would comfort. Oh God, that you would do great and mighty works for thy people, Lord. That you would give us that faith that we need, oh Lord, to even touch the hem of thy garment. Oh God, and to be made whole, Lord. Oh God, that faith to walk with you. That faith to overcome. That faith to know that you are with us and will be with us until the end of the world. Oh God, that you know how to take us through these tests and trials and give us strength and victory that only you can give us. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, the same God that helped the children of Israel cross the Red Sea. Lord, you are with us here tonight. I pray that you would work. Oh, Lord, that you'd work in us mightily. That you'd give us that faith and that confidence in thee, Lord. Oh, God, and that you would move, Lord, and fill your people with the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let faith work. Oh, God, work in our hearts and let thy will be done in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. A way for the ransom to pass over. Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Work in us, Lord. Help us in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, God.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we're going to open our chorus books to number 169 and sing, "I Will Sing of the Mercies of the Lord Forever," number 169. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing, I will sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord, forever I will sing of the mercies of the Lord.
Stay safe.